Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Donald Trump has gone on the warpath as he tries to find out who wrote this anonymous column in the New York Times, claiming senior officials are deliberately undermining his presidency or trying to save him from himself, as they might put it. The Washington Post quotes this unnamed insider saying Mr. Trump reacted to the article with volcanic rage. The person told the Post it won't be easy to find out who was responsible because there are so many candidates. Vice President Mike Pence and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis have denied it was them. The New York Times White House correspondent Maggie Haberman told CNN that the president's reaction is no surprise.
I think it was predictable, and I think understandable, that there was going to be criticism that this was somebody who is writing under the cloak of anonymity, and they clearly knew it would be a controversial decision on the op-ed page, and I, again, have nothing to do with that decision, so I'm not going to speak for it. But as I think about how the White House was going to respond to this, and I've thought a lot about it since last night, the president responds to this way even when people are on the record. He does the exact same thing. Look at the Bob Woodward book, which is written by one of the most esteemed journalists of our time, including, you know, explosive new accounts, again, that match sort of the tone and tenor of what we have all been reporting for 2 years. And the president has the exact same statement in that case. If it's on the record, it's fake news. If it's off the record, it's fake news.
And he is the president himself.
So if the failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial, can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial. We're doing a great job. The poll numbers are through the roof. Our poll numbers are great. And guess what? Nobody is going to come close to beating me in 2020 because of what we've done. We've done more than anybody ever thought possible in, it's not even 2 years. So thank you very much.
Simon Marks is with us. So there you go, Simon. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here, apart from the fact that last night, before he went to bed, Donald Trump on Twitter raised the question of whether this might be an act of treason, apparently conflating disloyalty to the President of the United States with disloyalty to the country. And he then insisted that the New York Times needs to unmask the culprit, whoever he or she is, and hand them over to government authorities for national security reasons. Now, it's totally unclear what he meant by that. You can be disloyal to the president and publish an article anonymously without, as far as I can understand it, breaking any laws. From the White House, though, within the last couple of hours, an insistence that it's not the president and his volcanic reaction to this that is fulminating everybody, it's the media. Sarah Huckabee Sanders writing, "The media's wild obsession with the identity of the anonymous coward is recklessly tarnishing the reputation of thousands of great Americans who proudly serve our country and work for President Trump. Stop," she instructs. "If you want to know who this gutless loser is, call the opinion desk of the failing New York Times." And then, and then on Twitter, she gives out the New York Times telephone number. "They are the only ones complicit in this deceitful act," she insists. But it's not a media obsession with trying to determine who wrote this, or at least not only a media obsession. Obsession inside the White House, and that is why over the last few hours we have seen an astonishing array of Trump administration officials, from the Vice President of the United States on down, all insisting it wasn't me, I never wrote it. One of them, it's presumed, is lying.
Yeah, there was some interesting speculation about trying to determine from the way it was written. I saw one account claiming that Mike Pence had a particular predilection for the word lodestar, and that this has been included. And so there's all sorts of amateur detective work going on, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. This is going to become known, I think, as the Lodestar scandal, because that seems to be the word that everybody is burrowing into and trying to discover who's used it in the past. Look, there's a hugely serious issue raised by the author of this article, and that is the explosive revelation that members of President Trump's cabinet discussed invoking the 25th Amendment to the American Constitution, which is the bit that allows, potentially, for a constitutional coup d'etat to take place, for the vice president, members of the cabinet and congressional leaders to walk into the Oval Office and say, Mr. President, you're nuts. It's time for you to go back to New York City. The mere word that that has actually been discussed by members of President Trump's cabinet creates an almost impossible governing position for him at the White House. I mean, for the last 48 hours, first of all, in reaction to the Woodward book, now in reaction to the publication of this opinion piece, senior Trump lieutenants have had to march themselves out and insist they didn't say the things that Bob Woodward quotes them as saying. They didn't write this article. How does Donald Trump walk into a cabinet room without casting an eye around the table now and wondering just how many of the people seated around him are actually secretly plotting to get rid of him?
Yeah, I mean, I take it, and it's a very strong point you make. But if you step back for a second and look at his supporters, I mean, how will they see this? I mean, they will have seen the administration. They'd see that as the establishment writing an anonymous piece in the New York Times. They see the Woodward book, what they see is the establishment media. I'm not, you know, casting aspersions on the importance of any of this. I'm just wondering how his supporters are going to see it. Are they just going to see it as another attack by the establishment on their man?
Look, there's a fundamental issue of democracy here. Whatever you think of Donald Trump, whatever you think of the way in which he runs the United States and sets policies, whatever you think of the way he behaves on Twitter and the things that he has to say, he is the elected president of the United States. He didn't win the popular vote, but he won the Electoral College. He has a mandate from the voters to do the things that he told them he was going to do. And we learn in the last 48 hours of members of his staff, senior figures, stealing bits of paper off his desk to stop him from signing them. Now we hear about a resistance to his rule from within his own inner circle. That raises in the eyes not only of his supporters, but of many other observers of the American system of government here, real fundamental questions about democracy and whether those people opposing his rule would do better to unmask themselves and leave his service rather than showing up for work every day, as the author of this op-ed in the New York Times suggests he or she is doing, in order to try and keep the country on a safe and steady path despite the excesses of the man that the American people elected.
Extraordinary stuff. Thanks, Simon. Simon Marks from Washington.